Democratic U.S. Senator Dick Durbin, congressional hopeful Ann Callis, and state representative candidate Carol Ammons say they're all voting yes to the advisory question on November 4th. They say they're calling for an increase in the minimum wage for people like Robert Emmons. Emmons is a senior at the University of Illinois, but he's also a full-time worker.
Sometimes I'll get home at like 11, 12 o'clock after working all day. It would just be like a two-hour period of class, and then after class, go right back to work. It was a constant work, class, work.
Emmons says he was hospitalized last year as a result of the extreme amount of stress he was under. He says raising the minimum wage would significantly relieve his financial pressures. But opponents say raising the wage will hurt businesses, especially small employers that have narrow profit margins. Illinois' minimum wage is currently $8.25, a dollar higher than the federal rate. Republicans say the advisory question is just a partisan ploy to bring out more Democratic voters. I'm Hannah Meisel, Illinois Public Media.